by eating Krishna Prasad. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 9:26, Patram puspam palam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhaktyuparitam ashnami prayatat manaha. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, flower, fruit or water, I will accept it. Why should the menu be unnecessarily increased for the satisfaction of the tongue? Devotees should eat as simply as possible. Otherwise, attachment for material things will gradually increase, and the senses, being very strong, will soon require more and more material enjoyment. Then the real business of life, to advance in Krishna consciousness, will stop. Om Agyanati Manandasya Ginangina Salakya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasma Sri Guruve Namaha Vanchakal Patrivyasya Kripa Sinvyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namam Vishnudai Krishna Pishtai Bhutle Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunivari Paskita Desitarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare This is an amazing part of the Bhagavad Gita. I feel very fortunate that after not having given class for more than a year, I landed up with this beautiful part. And I felt that we always break up the pieces and then we kind of lose the flow of the actual prayer. So I thought before I start, I read the entire prayer so we can actually appreciate the beauty of this prayer. I just read the translations. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Nrisingadev, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruit of activity in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. May there be good fortune throughout the universe, and may all envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga, for by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Sri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thought of Him. My dear Lord, we pray that we may never feel attraction for the prison of family life, consisting of home, wife, children, friends, bank balance, relatives, and so on. If we do have some attachment, let it be for devotees whose only dear friend is Krishna. A person who is actually self-realized and who has controlled his mind is perfectly satisfied with the bare necessities of life. He does not try to gratify his senses. Such a person quickly advances in Krishna consciousness, whereas others who are too attached to material things find advancement very difficult. By associating with persons for whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mukunda, is the all-in-all, one can hear of his powerful activities and soon come to understand them. The activities of Mukunda are so potent that simply by hearing of them, one immediately associates with the Lord. For a person who constantly and very eagerly hears narrations of the Lord's powerful activities, the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, in the form of sound vibration, enters within his heart and cleanses it of all contamination. On the other hand, although bathing in the Ganges diminishes bodily contamination and infections, this process and the process of visiting holy places can cleanse the heart only after a long time. Therefore, who is the sane man who will not associate with devotees to quickly perfect his life? All the demigods and their exalted qualities, such as religion, knowledge, and renunciation, become manifest in the body of one who has developed unalloyed devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev. On the other hand, a person devoid of devotional service and engaged in material activities has no good qualities, even if he is adept at the practice of mystic yoga or the honest endeavor of maintaining his family and relatives. He must be driven by his own mental speculations and must engage in the service of the Lord's external energy, how can there be any good qualities in such a man? Just as aquatics always desire to remain in the vast mass of water, all conditioned living entities naturally desire to remain in the vast existence of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, if someone very great by material calculation fails to take shelter of the Supreme Soul, but instead becomes attached to material household life, his greatness is like that of a young, low-class couple, one who is too attached to material life loses all good spiritual qualities. Therefore, O demons, give up the so-called happiness of family life and simply take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nrisimhadev, who are the actual shelter of fearlessness. Entanglement in family life is the root cause of material attachment, indefatigable desires, moroseness, anger, despair, fear, and a desire for false prestige, all of which result in the repetition of birth and death. Now, are these not beautiful? I love those prayers. It's very nice. So, Prahlad Maharaj, who is saying these prayers, is mentioning in this verse, like he's making different points. He's expressing the kind of uselessness of family life, attachment to family life. He's actually not saying family life itself. He's saying the attachment to family life. Having proper family life, there's nothing wrong with it. Having family life where we put Krishna in the center, where both partners serve Krishna, training the children in Krishna consciousness, there is nothing wrong with that. But it's the attachment to wife, children, bank balance, and all those things which is actually going to cause somebody's downfall. And he says, if I have to be attached to somebody, then at least let it be a devotee. And then he goes on to explain like the two different options, that the two different personalities, you know, that there's a person who can be self-realized and who is not attached to anything else than the bare necessities of life, who's controlled his mind, and that such a person will quickly advance in Krishna consciousness. And that others who are too attached to material life, their advancement will be much slower, it will be very difficult. And actually this is also explained in the Nectar of Instruction. And I will just read the verses. That one's devotional service is spoiled when he becomes too entangled in the following six activities: eating more than necessary or collecting more funds than required, over-endeavoring for mundane things that are very difficult to obtain, talking unnecessarily about mundane subject matters, practicing the scripture rules and regulations only for the sake of following them and not for the sake of spiritual advancement, or rejecting the rules and regulations of the scriptures, and working independently or whimsically, associating with worldly-minded persons who are not interested in Krishna consciousness, and being greedy for mundane achievements. And we can see that most of those six activities, they take place in family life. Okay, now I feel embarrassed sitting here. Please bless me that I may speak, my words may be beneficial, truthful, and pleasing. And text 3. The six principles favorable for the execution of pure devotional service: being enthusiastic, endeavoring with confidence, being patient, acting according to regulative principles such as Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, hearing, chanting, and remembering Krishna, abandoning the association of non-devotees, and following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. These six principles undoubtedly assure the complete success of pure devotional service. So we read that we can see that that Rupa Goswami is stressing this twice. It's like he's saying that, you know, associating with mundane people, it's bad for your Krishna consciousness. And then he stresses again, so if you want to make advancement in Krishna consciousness, what do? We give up the association of mundane people. And we can only give up the association of mundane people if we have something better to associate with. We have to associate with somebody. So then let it be devotees and let us be attracted to devotees. Now Srila Prabhupada is saying in the purport of verse 2, he's saying if one really wants to... In the purport of verse 4, if one really wants to attain the goal of human life, he should associate with devotees of Krishna, of the Krishna consciousness movement, because it is the only movement that teaches one how to develop love of God. So even Srila Prabhupada, he didn't just say, you know, you can develop Krishna consciousness by reading my books, although he did say that in person to many people. But he also stresses that if we want to make advancement, then we need to associate with the devotees of the Krishna consciousness movement. It will not do sitting at home, having our family life, and just reading his books. We need the association of devotees. So to give up the desire for sense gratification is incredibly difficult. I mean, Maya is so strong, Maya is Krishna's energy, so it's very difficult to give up those desires. But the association of devotees will help. We need the mercy of the Vaishnavas. It's not just associating, it's associating in a way that we can get the mercy of the Vaishnavas. And that is very essential. Prahlad Maharaj, it is another prayer of Prahlad Maharaj. His prayers are very special. There's like, whatever he says is pure gold. So I was kind of going through this and I realized that actually the prayers that he speaks in Canto 7 to his father. They basically boil down to the same thing. They're just a different way of saying it, and it's equally beautiful. So Prahlad, this is when Hiranyakashipu, he's going to the teachers, he's asking what Prahlad has been learning, what has Prahlad has been doing. And then, the teachers were kind of expressing that Prahlad was not entirely following the curriculum. So Hiranyakashipu is asking his son, and then Prahlad Maharaj, he replies that because of their uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic life make progress toward hellish conditions and repeatedly chew that which has already been chewed. Their inclination toward Krishna are never aroused, either by the instructions of others, by their own efforts, or by a combination of both. Persons who are strongly entrapped by the consciousness of enjoying material life and who have therefore accepted as their leader or guru a similar blind man attached to external sense objects cannot understand that the goal of life is to return home back to Godhead and engage in the service of Lord Vishnu. As blind men, guided by another blind man, miss the right path and fall into a ditch, materially attached men, led by another materially attached man, are bound by the ropes of fruitive labor, which are made of very strong cords, and they continue again and again in materialistic life, suffering the threefold miseries. Unless they smear upon their bodies the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnav, completely freed from material contaminations, persons very much inclined towards materialistic life cannot be attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, who is glorified for his uncommon activities. Only by becoming Krishna conscious and taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, in this way can one be freed from material contamination. So here again it is stressed that we need the dust of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas if we want to make any advancement in Krishna consciousness. Lord Kapiladev explains that in order to become detached from the pains and pleasures of this material world, we have to become attached to the sadhus. We have to be attached to something. And becoming attached to Krishna is not that easy in the beginning. But becoming attached to the devotees is a lot easier. And Krishna, fortunately, reveals himself through the devotees. If we are not happy, satisfied, feeling protected, feeling loved amongst the Vaishnavas, then it is inevitable that we are going to find a greater connection with non-devotees. Because ultimately all of us are inherently pleasure-seeking. So if we cannot learn to find the pleasure of associating with devotees, then we will have to go elsewhere to find that pleasure. King Prithu explains his praise to the Supreme Lord in the fourth canto, chapter 20, verse 26. My dear highly glorified Lord, if one in the association of pure devotees hears even once the glories of your activities, he does not, unless he is nothing but an animal, give up the association of devotees. For no intelligent person would be so careless as to give up their association. So these are pretty strong words. You know, only an animal would give up the association of devotees. And I've read some letters of Srila Prabhupada as well, where devotees were kind of complaining that, you know, the association of devotees, they couldn't live in the association of devotees, so, you know, because the dealings were not pleasurable, so therefore they moved outside. And Prabhupada very strongly objected to that. He's the kind of, whatever you do, you never, ever, ever give up the association of devotees. It's actually... I was reading in Bhaktivedanta Swami's book, in one of Bhaktivedanta Swami's book, that one of the Vaishnava parad is that we're not delighted upon seeing a Vaishnav. I mean, leave alone criticizing a Vaishnav, finding fault with them, but we're not, if a Vaishnav comes in and we're not delighted to see them, that is Vaishnava parad. Now, how often does it happen when the Vaishnav comes and a devotee comes and we go, you know, we kind of feel the pressure of that association. So that in itself is a Vaishnava parad. And why? Why is it so important? Because there are billions and billions of people on this planet, and only such a small number is really has a clear understanding of the identity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And If among these devotees someone has a quality that we might not appreciate, that is still a material consideration. And that is our material consideration of this temporary situation that we're in. It is a material, it's a material thing. It is, has nothing to do with the real nature of a Vaishnav. And so if we can see that, you know, out of millions and millions of people, there is this one person who is actually attracted to Krishna, let me enjoy his association. Now, we might not have natures that are completely compatible, but that is just on the material level. I heard that, actually I made a mistake. I was quoting something to Bhakta Mark the other day, and I understood this was Srila Prabhupada. It was actually another devotee. It was our former temple president here. And he said to someone, someone complained that the association of devotees was difficult. And he said, well, if the association of devotees is difficult, then just don't go back home, back to Godhead. Because in the spiritual world, it's full of devotees. So if we have a hard time associating with devotees, then just don't go back home, back to Godhead. That's okay. And I thought that was a kind of a very poignant thing that he said. I was thinking of, you know, like people who really know how to glorify the devotees and the importance of association with devotees. And since I always find it have very little useful things to say, I prefer to quote those previous acharyas that do have something sensible to say. So I'd like to read some prayers of Narottam Das Thakur about the Vaishnavs. And they're really, really beautiful. Now, I know it's very tiring to listen to somebody reading, so I try and read it as nicely as possible, but please, as to speak with His Holiness Satchinandana Swami, dear Vaishnav, please pay attention because it's really, really beautiful. The lotus feet of the saintly Vaishnavas are the greatest wealth in this world. Oh, my dear brothers, please listen attentively. One who takes shelter of the Vaishnav and worships Krishna is never forsaken by Krishna. Others die without reason. The water that has washed the feet of a Vaishnav gives divine strength to a person engaged in loving devotional service. Nothing else is more powerful than this. The dust of the feet of the Vaishnavas upon my head is the only decoration needed at the time of death. The purifying qualities of the water of the holy places are mentioned in the Puranas and at every discourse on bhakti. However, the water from the feet of a Vaishnav cannot be compared with water from even the holy places. One's desires are fulfilled by taking this water. By associating with the Vaishnavas, one feels blissful discussing the topics of Lord Krishna. Becoming impatient due to forgetfulness of Krishna, Narottama Das thus laments, "O saintly Vaishnav, please hear my prayer. I am the most wretched and fallen soul, drowning in this formidable material ocean by providence. Please help me to cross over this ocean by grabbing me by the hair of my head and pulling me out. The laws of providence are so powerful that they do not consider religion or knowledge. Rather, they bind one with the ropes of karma. I do not find any source of deliverance from these miserable conditions, and I always lament because I am afflicted by this, and I am without a master. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, pride are pulling me to their respective places. Thus my mind is like a blind man without any sense of discrimination. My mind did not accept the path of the devotees. I was absorbed in bad association. Narottam Das says, I did not aspire for your lotus feet, O Lord. Please accept me and keep me at your lotus feet as I am afraid. O Vaishnav Goswami, please be merciful to me at least this one time. Except for you, there is no one who can purify the fallen souls. Where can anyone find such a merciful personality but whose mere audience all sins go far away? After bathing in the water of the sacred Ganges many times, one becomes purified. But just by the sight of you, the fallen souls become purified. This is your great quality. The holy name can deliver anyone who commits an offense to Lord Hari. But if someone commits an offense to you, there is no means of deliverance. Govinda is always resting in your heart. So Govinda says, the Vaishnavas are my heart. I desire the dust of your holy feet in every birth I may take. Please consider Narottam Das yours and be kind upon him. There is this in the earlier verse I was saying how the water that washed the feet of the Vaishnav gives divine strength to a person engaged in loving devotional service. There's actually three things which are extremely powerful. It's the remnants of the prasad from the Vaishnav. It's the dust of the feet from the Vaishnavs. And it's the water that has washed the feet of the Vaishnav. Now, Kanchana Vali and me were often lamenting that we can get the prasadam of the Vaishnavas, we can get the dust of their feet, but how to get the water that washes the feet of the Vaishnavas? We have often been considering plans of putting a big tray with water in front of the temple room, and then everybody who wants to go in has to walk through the water and wash their feet, and then later on we can bottle all the water and we can even share it out with all the devotees. So if anybody ever wants in on this scheme, we can make a big bathing ceremony for all the devotees' feet, and then we share out the mercy equally. So we can all make the same spiritual advancement. Now, there's an exercise I would like to do. Something that I sometimes do myself, and I often find it very beneficial in times where I'm having a problem with devotees, And my mind takes me in like the direction of kind of being critical and not appreciating devotees enough. And I used to do this very regularly before. I take a devotee, and I prefer that to be a devotee, especially with whom I'm having some problems, and I think of three qualities that devotee has that I do not possess. And I find that the more I do that, the more easy it becomes. My mind gets trained, and the more easy it becomes to think like that. So then when I kind of, my mind goes, then it's very easy to switch to that, and I can easily think of those three things. Now, I am devoid of any good qualities, so for me it's probably very easy. So I would like you to take a few minutes and to think of a devotee, or you can even think of a few devotees after each other, and think of three qualities that person possesses devotional qualities that you don't possess. And then afterwards, I'd like to see how you experience that. So we just take a few minutes. Finished? Need more time? So was that extremely difficult? Sorry? No? Was it nice? It's a nice experience. Kind of, I always find it very, very enlightening. So that anybody try it with somebody that they really have a hard time with? So I find it, even if I really have a hard time with someone, still it's so easy to come up with so many qualities. I mean, why stop at three? You can come up with an ocean. I mean, devotees and Vaishnavas are an ocean of good qualities, so we could sit here for half an hour. This would be a good way to fill up my time. We could sit here for till a quarter to nine and we could still continue thinking like that. So I find it very, very beneficial. So please try and spend some time every now and then to think like that. And then to train our mind to think of positive things, because our mind needs to be trained. So Prabhupada, you know, it's always said, you know, you should kind of beat your mind with a slipper in the morning, and you should beat it in the morning and the evening. And, you know, we do that by reading scriptures and chanting, but this is also a very nice way of kind of teaching the mind to not think negatively of devotees. And there's one more thought. Sorry, I'm always having a very hard time filling up my time, what to do. Prabhupada says in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, verse 15, Canto 3, chapter 15, verse 33 in the purport, that if the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, putting faith in Krishna as the center, live in harmony according to the order and principles of Bhagavad Gita, then they are living in Vaikuntha and not in the material world. So can you imagine if we can all behave nicely to each other and all appreciate each other and all kind of be happy in the association of the Vaishnavas, what a wonderful place a temple can be. I stop here. Are there any questions, comments, complaints? Yes, Prabhu. Well, then we can invite the devotees to our house. If we live outside, then we can invite the devotees for a program. You know, please come and you have prasadam, you cook for the devotees, you greet them in your house, you have bhajan together with the devotees, and that way we can still get the association, and then we can make devotees. You know, we invite the devotees, we invite our friends, and then our friends can get purified, and in that way we can have devotees all around us. And that is something, as a devotee living in a temple, and especially in your case, because you're a preacher in Anandini, you deal with devotees in the environment, it is wonderful to invite them to the temple, but it's also very nice to encourage them to invite devotees in their house, have programs in their house, invite their friends, and in that way they can have association, and in that way they can serve the devotees, which is even more beneficial. Yeah? Anyone else? Yes? Yes. Well, it is advised that at all times we should avoid the association of Mayavadis, because they can actually destroy our Krishna consciousness a lot quicker than a non-devotee materialistic enjoyer can. So, yes. Yes, Paul? Well, there's the Vadi and the Vapu, and it is said that the Vani, in principle, is the most powerful of the two. I think to some extent that is there, and I find that after having seen many devotees, that some devotees might be more in need of some personal association than other devotees might be, especially in the beginning. We might be more in need of that association. I know my own spiritual master, when new devotees come, then until their initiation, he gives them a lot of attention. But then after their initiation, that diminishes a little bit, and they have to live more on the Vani. But ultimately, it is the Vani that is important. I mean, cooking for your spiritual master and being around him all the time, it is very nice. But ultimately, our goal is to serve the spiritual master. Our relationship with the spiritual master is one of service. And, just cooking for him and just kind of doing those personal things, it's nice for a short period of time, but then we have to go out and we have to preach, we have to fulfill his mission. Our spiritual master has a mission to perform, and that is our service. And that is where we make the advancement, by going through the hardships, by following the instructions. That is where we can make the advancement. And then we can see the spiritual master and get kind of recharged but that is what it's for. It's to recharge us so we can go out and continue spreading the mission of Srila Prabhupada and our spiritual master. Yes, Prabhu. Well, His Holiness Radhika Maharaj, he has a perfect system. Because he has so many disciples, so he set up a counselor system so all his disciples get taken care of. Krishna Kshetra Prabhu, being a spiritual master, what would your reply be to this question? Like the Vani and the Vapu and... So would that mean that we should also get more into, because we don't really have that so much, the shiksha relationships with others. We tend to focus very much on our own spiritual master. So would you say that the shiksha relationships is something that we should work on more? Yes. Well, for myself, it's an indication that as devotees, we have to work more on becoming the well-wisher of other people. I mean, if we can really become a person's well-wisher, then those things won't happen. Now, in Radhadesh, we've started a mentor system, so hopefully that kind of, you know, people will be better taken care of. But I have seen this in the past as well, and it's, you know, we tend to be very absorbed in our own problems and our own worlds, and because that is, you know, I mean, we're talking about the glories of the Vaishnavas and people should take association of the Vaishnava. Of course, there's the other side. We also have to give that association. We have to become people's well-wisher. You know, we kind of, and that is something that we have to work on as a society. That we get a little bit more out of our own little universe, and think more of the others, and then really be able to give association to other people. But at least I know that here in Radhadesh, we're trying to work on this to kind of solve this issue, and kind of, you know, help people a little bit, you know, help people along. Yes. Is it? Okay, Grantaraj Srila Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sorry? Very enjoyable. This was very enjoyable.